Where does our conversation about holiness begin? As believing Christians, we all know that we're called to divine life. So, why don't we begin with the incarnation, right? Or perhaps that invitation to participating in divine life rightly begins, according to Scripture, with creation. And here is the true beginning of the story. God is a benevolent, self-giving God. The Philippians hymn does not just refer to the Son's self-sacrifice on the cross, but to the very being of the Son, very essence of the revealed divine nature. Paul writes, "Let the same mind be in you that was in Jesus Christ, who though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross." Now, this self-emptying love is not unique to the Son, because it reflects the very self-emptying and giving love of the divine nature, which, quote, is given, returned, circulated eternally between Father, Son, and Spirit.